Rogers.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this edition of America Tonight. Wow, Labor Day, the end of the summer. We're swinging into a new week here on America Tonight. Politics, politics, and more politics. Why should you care? Because what a difference a week can make. 60-plus days until we have another election. A lot of you frustrated. It's not even about the R or the D or the undecided or the independent label you may wear. It's about the frustration we hear in America. So what an interesting week we're going to have. Everything switches to Charlotte. The Republicans announced that they're going to set up an anti-Obama headquarters outside of the Charlotte convention so they can respond quickly to what happens at the DNC. There's a couple of Bain employees, too, that are supposedly going to speak at the convention. Wonder what they're going to have to say. And I think that we might see more of a Republican response than we did with the Democrats to what the Republicans had to say in Tampa. A couple of quick things. One, the Rasmussen poll has still Mitt Romney having a little bit of a bounce from the convention. 4 points, the lead ahead of Barack Obama. At this point, there are other polls that show different, where they're dead even, or even a few where Obama's a couple percentage points in front of Mitt Romney. So speaking of polls, coming up this hour, we're going to talk to a great guy who is with the Voice of Russia, and they do these polls across some of the battleground states and just in the election in general. We're going to have them on a couple of times before the election to take the pulse of what's happening across America. He explains how they get their material, how they get the numbers that they're pulling in, and breaking down the polls in a couple of key races, for example, like Claire McCaskill and Congressman Aiken, and what's going to happen in Missouri, because that's become so much closer than it was. That's going to be a great conversation. Also, we're going to chat with Marita Noon about Obama's energy policies and what they are and what we are not doing in this country. I like this woman. I think some of you are going to be surprised by what she has to say, but some of you are going to say, absolutely, I've been saying this for a very, very long time, talking about things like some of the untapped natural gas resources that we just simply are not using, and how things can switch in this election, and how there is really no energy, quote, no energy policy overall. And I can't wait to hear that, because she goes through everything. We're talking about gas, oil, and everything in between. Coming up on America Tonight on our next show, I don't want everyone to forget, we have a special Nail the Score, because it's the start of the football season. Do you believe it? On Wednesday, you have the Cowboys visiting the Giants to kick off the season already. Disappointing season last year for the Dallas Cowboys. Here's quarterback Tony Romo talking about it.
They're a good football team, so it's going to be a great challenge for us to go up there and play against the world champs. And we're excited about that opportunity. And I think that's why you prepare and do all the things you do to go up there and play. They're very disruptive, and they just have a lot of guys that can throw at you with great burst, with great energy. They do some different things with their technique that really allow them to disrupt offenses. And without getting into detail, I think that they can provide you with some difficult situations. And so, we just have to do some different things to help that. And they always stick with you. That's what fuels you in the off season and makes you you want to remember those moments so you can improve from them. As a football team here, we've taken an approach that we needed to get better. I think we've done that with personnel and with our approach and the way the guys have been committed, and it's been great to see. Now it's time to take it to the field.
Eli Manning is coming off of a sensational end of the season. I know you frustrated football fans out there. He talks about the New York Giants.
Their front seven is very similar. Obviously, they've added some new guys in the secondary and two new starting cornerbacks and safety. So they got some new people in there playing. So we'll have to see what their approach is. And obviously, we're gonna have a plan. We have an idea of what we think they might do. But as the game goes, we'll see what their plan is and adjust for them. They're always very good defensively. Good players can get a good pass rush. We got a game plan for that and make sure the receivers are getting open, on a timely fashion. All we can, concentrate on is having a great game plan, understanding what we need to do, what our rules are, then go out there Wednesday night, execute it to the best of our ability, adjust as the game goes when we see what their game plan is going to be, defensively, and then just try to execute and make plays when you have opportunities.
So don't forget, nail the score on our next show. Spread the word, because we're kicking off the season. Can you believe it? All right, this was sad. Michael Clark Duncan, he was nominated for an Academy Award for his role, remember, in 99, The Green Mile, died at the age of 54 after suffering a heart attack. He had been in the hospital for 7 weeks in Los Angeles. Here's a little snippet of that performance.
You tell God the Father it was the kindest you done.
So here he had worked on a television series, The Finder, on Fox. He had popped up in a couple of different areas, and sad. He had that deep voice. You could hear it there in that role. And here we go again with heart attacks. It's my campaign. I said I never met my grandfather, who died before he was 40. And on the Delaney side of my family, there were heart problems. We've had Don Wiskin on to talk about the things that you can do, because his family was wiped out, ravaged by heart attacks and heart problems, losing his brother and his father and his mother. Ultimately, if you go to heartdrop.com, you can read those stories. It's awful, awful. So here this roofer turns himself into somebody who has to figure out a way to get around this and do something for himself. So I encourage everybody to check out Extendivite. I did it, and I'm telling you, I take those capsules every day, and I can't believe how much my cholesterol numbers went down, and blood pressure rather, too. I didn't even realize it was kind of borderline high. I had no idea until I started talking about doing the Extendivite thing, and then ultimately took it. So Michael Clark Duncan, dead at the age of 54. And how are people faring as a result of Isaac? Luckily, now many are getting into permanent shelters or finding other places to stay. Louisiana, some of the parishes got slammed with floods, and they're still concerned about that. And Isaac turned out to be a Category 1. Same week, 7 years ago, that Katrina fell, and we know the damage as a result of Katrina. It seems as though a lot of the areas were prepared. The National Guard rallied. There is a lot of help out there for the people in Louisiana. Some of those hit in Mississippi, Alabama, as well. It's very scary to see some of those pictures, the video that was coming out of those areas, to be sure. All right, coming up next on America Tonight, remember our conversation next on energy and Obama with Marita Noon. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
From Tampa, here at the site of the Republican National Convention. Joining us now, Marita Noon from townhall.com. She's all about the energy. Boy, this is something I want to touch on. We've talked a lot of economics. We've talked with economic professors. We've talked with all kinds of people about the numbers. But we haven't talked about energy. And Marita, you said that to me when you sat down. Oh, everybody wants to know about energy. Energy's a thing. And you're the headline for your column is, Yes, Romney Can, No, Obama Can't. You know the Obama people, if they read that headline, they'd be like, oh, come on, what about green, the green initiative and the money that we need to direct toward that, and that's the reason why we're stymied. What did you find out?
Well, this is a particular kind of a review of Romney's energy plan that was released in Hobbs, New Mexico,
right,
last week, and that's relevant because I live in New Mexico, so that's a relevant that he was there in my state talking about his energy plan. And where the title of this comes from is really that Romney's energy plan says to the global investment community, yes, you can. Come on in. We want you. We want your investment dollars in America. And one of the things that I uniquely address in this column is that the global investment community, particularly when we're talking oil, gas, and extractive industries, are investing their money. They're taking chances in risky places that don't honor the rule of law like we do in America. For example, the five locations I cite in the column are Russia, Argentina, Nigeria, South Africa, and Argentina. And companies are losing money there. They're losing investment there because the countries are rogue countries.
Right.
And that's where they can do business because they can't do business in America. And Romney's energy plan says you can do it here. Where Obama's energy plan says to that entire billions and billions of dollars of global investment money that is out there, the Obama plan says to them, no, you can't.
So why is it, I mean, what a giant disconnect. We're talking about jobs. We're talking about money. We're talking about creating
wealth.
Wealth.
Exactly. That's one of the things.
Yes.
I get so frustrated that when in Washington, D.C., when you hear about this national debt discussion, they seem to think there's only two answers. They seem to think there's only raising taxes or cutting spending. And I kind of like a shout out there from the sidelines.
Revenue.
Yoo-hoo. What about creating new wealth? And that's what the extractive industries do. The extractive industries, and I say it that way because my column includes a segment on platinum mining in South Africa, where they're threatening to nationalize the mine. And it's owned by a British company, but they're threatening to nationalize it. Well, wouldn't those companies rather do business in America? I believe that they would, and bring all those jobs and that investment here.
And you say this in your piece. You say Romney's plan is open up for U.S. resources off the East Coast and in Alaska. Why are we constantly roadblocked with this when we know there's been a gazillion environmental studies showing that... Even the energy secretary, said, oh, the Keystone Pipeline, for example, fine, and then took it back when he realized he spoke out of turn when he was told to shut it down.
Well, the bottom line is that when you look at Obama's energy plan, which, by the way, I say Obama's energy plan is to have America use less but pay more, which is the antithesis of what made America great. When you look at, for example, companies like Costco and Walmart and what made them great, is a model of use more but pay less. Well, when it comes to energy, Obama wants us to use less but pay more. So Obama's energy policy is driven by the environmentalist agenda. I wrote a column back in January when President Obama said no to the Keystone Pipeline. And if you were to go to townhall.com and read that column, you would see that in it I have links to the environmental groups' blogs and publications where they are flat out threatening President Obama that if he approved the Keystone Pipeline, they say, we will not walk for you. We will not knock doors for you. We will not raise money for you in 2012 like we did in 2008 if you approve the Keystone Pipeline. And that's who's got the power in the Obama administration.
Yeah, the protest started up, and then, of course, it was ultimately snowballed to, after the election, conveniently.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
Because
why would that be after the election?
Right, because it'd be easy in the second term for him to say, sure, go ahead, then, too.
Yeah, see, I think in the second term he's going to say no.
I do, too.
Why am I not? Because then he doesn't have to worry about the unions.
Yeah.
People will be mad at him.
Yeah, who
cares? He doesn't have to appease the American public, but he really is ideologically aligned with the environmentalists. And that's why he's thrown so much money after the green energy, not to mention that it lines the pockets of his friends. I've written an 8-part series on townhall.com that is in the last 2 months. There's one series, 8 parts, that is exclusively on Obama's green energy crony corruption, where we've connected the dots.
With the grants and whatnot.
Yes. It's kind of an overwhelming series. And I had one guy, I'm kind of done with the series for now unless I can raise some more money for it. But one reader emailed me and he said, you know, I couldn't always follow all the money and the names because there's so much of it. He said, but the overwhelming message was loud and clear.
Yeah, and that you know, the shining example of that is one that a lot of people in this listening audience would know, of course, Solyndra.
Sure.
And the fact that the solar panels were being produced for nothing in China and the information was readily available, how could they not have known that?
But Solyndra is only the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. You know, and when you study this stuff every day like I do, you discover that, you know what, it's not really about the energy. It's really about control. In fact, the name of my book is Energy Freedom. And if you look closely at the title, you see behind the word energy in gray, it kind of says take away. And behind the word freedom in gray, it says take away. So the meta message there is when you take away energy, you take away freedom.
What about, and speaking of taking away freedom, we see that natural gas is so huge, but that's kind of being stymied too because it can mega concerns. People are making
money. The environmentalists, the Sierra Club launched a whole new campaign now against natural gas. And so the reality is they're against anything that works. Anything that will produce economic development in this country, they oppose.
So is it more it's just a smokescreen when Obama's out campaigning, and he will say, "Yes, we still need with oil," and you know, and he kind of jumps from one foot to the other. There, I've seen it,
yeah.
And then we'll go on to the green energy stuff. But he does now kind of mention.
Well,
other
he's been hit so hard on it, but you know what, Katie? It's a great question because when you look at it, I believe that President Obama cares far more about electoral posturing than he does about energy production. Because when you look at the Keystone Pipeline, for example, if you Google red state, blue state map, and you Google Keystone Pipeline map,
right.
The Keystone Pipeline goes 100% through red states. So this means even if the Keystone Pipeline was to create the 20,000 jobs that the industry says it will create, or the only 6,000 jobs the opponents say it will create, Obama's not going to get one electoral vote as a result of that. However, think again, red state, blue state map. What are the two states in this country that have newfound riches where poor farmers have been turned into overnight millionaires as a result of natural gas?
Yeah, well, Dakota, too.
No, see, that's oil.
Texas.
Natural gas. New states. Natural gas. Okay, I'll tell you. It's Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
And what color are those states? Red state,
yeah.
Blue state. What color
yeah.
are those states?
Yeah.
See, President Obama
yeah,
cannot
worried.
Win the
yeah.
White House without at least one
yeah.
of those two states.
Yeah.
And so he cannot alienate
yeah.
the newfound wealth that is coming from the ground in those two states.
Yeah. I have grandparents in Texas that in their area, it changed the whole community around. It's
yeah.
Cleburne, Texas, and it really just really turned all the economic failures of that community into something completely different.
Well, I've got a friend who's walking the floor here, and if you're interested, I'll bring her by. But she's done a movie. She lives in upstate New York, where they are not allowed to use horizontal hydraulic fracturing to access the riches under the ground. But right across the state line in Pennsylvania, they are. And her movie is called The Empire State Divide. And she interviews people in that movie that live in New York, and in order to get work are driving across the state line to Pennsylvania. And the horrible thing in New York is they know there is gas underneath their ground, so they have reassessed their property based on the gas that is underneath, but they won't allow them to access it.
Oh, how can that be?
Isn't that awful?
You have a resource.
It's like a taking.
It's like money. It's like a money under your house.
It is, and they will not let them. But yet they're charging them, you know, the higher tax rate
right.
because of it. It's
right.
just amazing.
Wow. What a delight. You really opened my eyes to a couple of different things. First of all, I didn't realize that about Ohio and Pennsylvania, that they were the two. But
it's interesting.
Just, it is.
You know, when you look at this stuff, I mean, I'm fascinated by it. I study this every day. I write
wow.
a weekly column for
we
Town
We have to have
Hall.
You back on again. Will
Love
you come
it.
Back on in?
Love
Rita, it's been a pleasure. Thank you
Kate.
So much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
About being the pole princess. I was so excited to meet our next guest. It was just by chance because I was bumping him out of his booth, or he was bumping me out of the booth, I don't know, but we're on Radio Row in Tampa at the Republican Convention, and check it out. Carmen Russell Sluchinski is with us, and he's the host of Capital Correspondent on the Voice of Russia. Reason. Reason and Russia, same thing, right? And the Voice of Russia, as I was politely corrected. It's the same thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. The way we do it, it is the voice of reason, absolutely.
I love it. All right, so anyway, what he gave me when we started to talk was this interesting poll. They do incredible stuff. Gravis does incredible. It's Gravis, right?
Right, we do it together. We basically, Gravis Marketing is our call house, and they put out the poll together with us. This is Gravis Marketing. It's a political consulting firm, actually here in Orlando, Florida, not far from here. I'm based in D.C., we got together and started working on putting out these public, you know, information polls about,
right.
We call it our Battleground State series. So we're going through the battlegrounds. We've done Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio, Virginia. We even did Missouri because we wanted to do the Aiken race. So
right.
Talk about that if you want. And we're going to go through all of the every state that we deem as being a battleground state, being important. Being about, you know, a swing state being important in this race.
Yeah, and I talk about the swing states all the time, and many of our listeners are from the swing states. You mentioned Missouri. Let's jump in on Missouri. What's happened with Congressman Todd Akin and his leap in the Senate to unseat Claire McCaskill?
How's he doing now after all the controversy over the comments that basically all truncated but legitimate rape that went on from there? So how is he doing now?
All right. This our polling information is a few days old, so things could have changed. But this was right after. This was a few days after that everything blew up. So this would have been the time you'd really expect him to just not be doing well. Neck and neck, Kate. He's actually neck and neck. He can still win this thing. So with a margin of error of 3.4%, we had Democrat Claire McCaskill holding a very narrow 38.8% to Aiken's 37.3%. That's within the margin of error. I mean,
right.
that is with, you know, anybody's game. Now, as I understand it, you know, I talked with some people in Missouri. You know, McCaskill, you know, she's been getting really pounded by Super PACs going in there and basically connecting her to Obama and that kind of thing. So we did do also the presidential pre-selection here. And we had, again, with the same margin of error, Romney was leading Obama by a 53% to 36% margin. This is not really a swing state. We wanted to do the Senate race. I mean, this could go either way in the Senate race, and obviously
sure.
It's very important seat to, in regards to who keeps the Senate. But this is definitely Mitt Romney's state to take. And I think that, you know, obviously it goes downstream a bit. But a lot of people, 42% of the people that we talked to, this is of likely voters, I should make this clear,
right.
Said that Aiken should step down. But 40% said that he shouldn't. The rest were unsure. So, you know, it's even split within the margin of error.
Wow, no kidding. How interesting. Yeah. And you're keeping up with this, because imagine how this will poll maybe, I don't know, even a month from now.
Sure. We're going to track all the states.
Right, what that's going to look like. Another big one, of course, that everybody keeps talking about is Ohio, and what's going to happen there. Lots of campaigning. Let's just say, even with Obama and Romney, lots of campaigning in Ohio. What have you seen in any of your research there? Because, of course, there's a big Senate race, too.
Right. We actually have some real fresh data from Ohio. I do have to pull it up here real quick. Here we go. So what we have is Obama is actually, again, very narrowly leading Mitt Romney. Obama has about 45.3% to Mitt Romney's 44.4%. I mean, you know, this is, again, we had a 3% margin of error on this one, very, very close. Interestingly enough, this is also an important Senate race as well. This is, of course, where Democrat Sherrod Brown is trying to hold on to his seat.
Mm-hmm.
He is, you know, has a narrow lead of 43.6% to 41.4% over Republican Josh Mandel, who I believe was the Attorney General?
Yes.
The Attorney General there.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, extremely close. And this is really recent. I mean, we just did this one. We got the results all together yesterday. That's pretty much going on. Now, I should point out, actually, something that was interesting. When we polled on this a month ago, Sherrod Brown was well ahead of Josh Mandel, I think. And I think Obama had a slightly bigger lead.
Wow.
I should go ahead and check that. But, again, Ohio always votes the way, just has a very strong history of voting for the winner. And, you know, this is it's a very important state. What are they, like 29 electoral? No, that's...
They have a ton of electoral votes, a big chunk. I want to say it's 29 to 30. Might be more.
What's Florida? How many is Florida?
Florida's even more than that.
So an important state, without a doubt.
Okay, Florida. So speaking of that, since you brought it up, we're in the Sunshine State, and a lot is happening here. It depends on who you talk to. Forget the polls for a second. It depends on who you talk to. The Republicans are winning it. The Democrats are winning. But that's usual here, you know, the hanging chads and all that from the past. So what did you see in your poll?
You know, again, at dead heat, and I thought it was interesting, your last...
EJ Otero, running for District 14 Congress.
Right. I happened to overhear him, and he was saying that he's pretty confident Romney's going to win. Of course, he's got to say that because, you know, he's running with the party. This is a very, very close one. Again, within the margin of error, I'm actually looking for... We came up with some really interesting stats, by the way, but... Sorry, I'm just looking for the phone percent. Actually, real quick, since I have this right here in front of me, 43% of likely voters in Florida actually approve of Obama's president, while 51% disapprove.
Wow.
Now, one of the things that we talk about is how much this means that Mitt Romney should be way ahead, you know. But again, Florida, really, really neck and neck, right within the margin of error. And actually, one thing that we pulled, we did a Florida poll a little while ago before Mitt Romney actually made his vice presidential selection. We tested to see how Marco Rubio would fare. If that would, because you know there was talk about he might take Marco Rubio because it would give him Florida. He actually lost votes if he were to have chosen Marco Rubio. And I thought it was kind of funny because, I mean, you know, up in D.C. we think, oh, Marco Rubio is really popular.
Yeah, yeah, that's the same mistake I made on a national show. And then I started to talk to more people. Oh, that's a little different than I've heard.
Even among Hispanics in Florida.
Yeah.
He would have lost a few votes.
Yeah, how about that? We go from Florida to Virginia. There's been a lot of conversation about Virginia. And, you know, I was excited to meet you because I love the data that you have compiled. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. I said I was like the poll princess because I take all these polls, whatever it is, name it. It doesn't matter, Washington Post, ABC, CNN. And it's interesting to compare where are they getting their numbers because sometimes they're so drastically different. And the listeners snicker at that because they're saying, well, that's because they're all slanted in this direction. They're trying to make the numbers work a certain way. So we'll talk about that. But Virginia, what did you see with Virginia?
Obama leads by a small margin, and again, another important Senate seat. George Allen was actually had a slight lead. This is, you know, this is the guy most famous for making that McConnell comment, right?
Yes.
Here he is. He's actually running again, and he could potentially win this seat. Again, we have all right. So our poll, the Capco Gravis poll, put Barack Obama at 44% with Mitt Romney at nearly 40%. Now this is, you know, this is pretty close. This 16% of likely voters are still undecided. You know, were at the time of the polling, which was very recent. But this is, you know, I talked to a number of people who were pretty surprised, including a guy by the name of Kyle Condit over at Sabato's Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia. They do some of their own polling, and they're convinced. I mean, they're really convinced that that Virginia is the Ohio of 2004, the Florida of 2000. That this is going to be the one that really, because it's close, you know, closer than, you know, typically leaning Republican went you know marginally for Obama in 2008, but you know extremely close this year. It's going to be possibly within a handful of votes is what they're saying. But right now up about, you know, he had about up about 4%, which I think really legitimately gives him a very, very narrow lead after the margin.
Yeah. How do you compile all of your stuff, your data? All, you know, what are the margins? How does this all work for you guys?
Sure. It's all through calculations. It's all through these equations, statistical analysis. We do have a PhD statistician that we work with us that, you know, gives us the margin of errors, gives us, you know, the appropriate weights and so on. And we there's a lot of conversation about how much weights things should have, if any at all. I mean, the most important thing is that obviously you reach out to enough people. We, you know, when we started, we were reaching out to like 800 people, which gave us, you know, which is a very good sample size. Any statistician would tell you, you got to make sure you have the appropriate number of women, of the different parties, you know, the racial makeup and that kind of thing. So, but when you, the greater your sample size, the more likely, you know, the closer you're going to get. You don't need to wait as much, if at all. And we compare this to likely voters. This is the other thing. How many people voted in the last couple presidential elections, that kind of thing, you know, is the target number. Not the demographics of the state themselves, because we want people who are voting, you know, people that are likely to vote. We ask them. We ask them, who are you going to vote for? We're actually getting sample sizes of more than 1,000. I think the Ohio one that I just gave you, we made 1,300 phone contacts.
Wow.
Which is really, you know, obviously helps us a lot. Helps it to get down that margin of error.
Yeah. And you're going to keep doing this, obviously, along the path of this election and probably forward, too. Are you going to do that after the election? You keep doing the same thing?
There's a lot of talk about that. We're thinking about doing a lot more on policy questions, you know, after the new Congress or whoever the administration is after the new Congress is sat, start, you know, really taking a look at more things that they do, more bills that they pass, and then trying to take the temperature of, like, you know, of Americans, what they think about.
Yeah. Carmen, will you come back on the show again?
I would love to.
You were terrific. The info is great. This is my new favorite poll. I mean, I like the way they get their data. I like the poll. And some of the polls that he showed me are some of the best that I've seen.
Wow, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That means a lot. For coming from the polling princess. You say the princess, right?
Polling princess.
Awesome.
Carmen, thanks. We'll have you back on America Tonight again.
Thank you, Jay.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Busters dudes. Who knows what they're going to come up with next? We're going to have them back on America Tonight in the very near future. Coming up, mailbag. Oh, you had a lot to say when I was in Tampa for the Republican National Convention. Before we get there, though, Isaac wreaked havoc with so many people over the past week. It's cleanup mode for way too many people. It was so sad to me to see, and I was seeing it, I was watching it happen live, as it was happening, when I was talking to people at the convention in Tampa, and everywhere, because there were screens everywhere, and you could see on Fox and CNN and every place that they possibly had these screens, you could see what was happening, the damage, the floods, all that kind of stuff. So you have roofs of homes that have been torn off. You have down power lines caused by Isaac, and still there's some damages to some of the parishes. That's unbelievable. So what a sad, really, Labor Day, and a cleanup Labor Day for way too many people. Isaac is blamed for at least 4 deaths in Louisiana and Mississippi after it hit land last week as a Category 1 hurricane. Hundreds of thousands in that area were without power. Even through Sunday, President Obama took a little tour and had this to say about Isaac.
Obviously, right now, we're still in recovery mode. And that means that our biggest priority is helping to house people who've been displaced, making sure that they've got the resources they need to re-enroll their kids in school. We've approved individual assistance for this area, which means that these folks, if they suffer additional losses beyond what they're insured for, that they are potentially eligible for some help. Sometimes in the past, we haven't seen the kind of coordination that is necessary in response to these kinds of disasters. This time, we've seen it. We made sure that we had the disaster declarations happen quickly.
All right, and speaking of disasters and declarations and all that kind of stuff, as of Monday morning, as we kick into Tuesday, 2,700 Louisianans also still in shelters because of what happened to the parishes where they live. They had to come inward, and they're working with FEMA to try to do whatever they can, some kind of temporary housing. Well, we've heard about that before. In Mississippi, by contrast, they say fewer than 100 people, give or take, are in some kind of a shelter, and this is from the state's emergency management agency there. So I guess the good news is they're finding spots for people, but there's never any good news when a storm hits and one second you're fine and the next second you're in a flood and you don't know if your house is going to go and what's going to happen. I mean, in fact, I was talking about the pictures at the height of the storm. You had almost 1 million people who didn't have power. In the states I mentioned, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, and Arkansas. And so luckily now a lot of that has been restored, but certainly not all of it has been. All right, without further ado, I promise we would go to the mailbag. So here we go. Ah, thank you very much. Checking the mailbag, Joe says, Kate Delaney, I can't wait to talk to you about Mitt Romney's speech and Paul Ryan's speech, and what did you think of Condi Rice and all that kind of stuff. There is a little bit of a bump, I understand, coming out of that convention. Do you think it holds up heading into Charlotte? You know, Joe, great question, because traditionally what happens is usually the party, so the Republicans and the Democrats, get a little bit of a bump when they come out of their convention. That's normally the trend. How much they get, though, is key. How many points are we talking about? In the case of Romney, for example, in Rasmussen's poll, he had a 4-point edge on Obama. I think in a way, even though he's the incumbent, so traditionally the incumbent has the edge, almost in some circles, Obama could be a little bit of an underdog. And let me explain that. Some of the Democrats I know that are pretty high in the party that we've talked to over the years here on ATN, off the record, have told me they're concerned. They're not just saying that they're concerned. They're concerned that this push could be just too much of a push when it comes to money and the amounts of ads that are going to be on the tube, because there is just no way Obama can make up that kind of money for the Democrats. They can't make up that kind of money when you're talking about maybe for Romney $1.8 billion to pump into spots, television spots, over the next 60-some days versus $1 billion maybe for Obama. And this is a much different time for him. I mean, he's been there for 4 years, so he has to prove to the people at the convention, even, to rally them up, why do you want to carry me over? Why do you want to carry me over from 2008? 4 years ago, this was groundbreaking. I mean, hey, he was the first African-American to win the presidency. Now, to do it 4 more years, it's a different kind of barrier. You have unemployment so high, over 8%, and really it's so much higher than that because people are so underemployed. That number can go up to 12%, much higher when you're talking about young people. A lot of young people don't want to go and vote for Obama this time around. So he's got to do a lot of work. For Mitt Romney coming out of the convention, he needs to win Florida and Ohio and probably Virginia, North Carolina, or maybe Wisconsin if he can't win the other two, to have a realistic shot, because he has to get about 270 for the electoral votes. He has to be able to push all that together. So this is a big moment for Obama as well, since he has to, even among the Democrats, he has to prove to them and the speeches and everything else, why do, you know, you want four more years of me? And the Republicans made their case for why you do not want four more years of Obama. All right, let's go to this next one. This comes to us from Judy in Mississippi. Darling, you wouldn't believe how many of my family have suffered through yet more misery with the hurricane. Nothing like Katrina. Very odd. It was in the 7th anniversary of Katrina that we just went through. Isaac, I will say all my family, thank goodness, is safe and sound. However, we did lose little pieces of homes, shall we say. Not entire homes, though. Much different than the last time around when my own home literally blew away. When I went back, I had nothing. Nothing at all. Just some shattered pictures that I could find here and there. Not even very many of them. So I'm thankful for that. Please pray for anybody who is suffering as a result of Isaac. I'm right there with you. It's anytime there's a hurricane, no matter what, it's not good news. Like I said before, if you're talking about flooding or whatever it is, any kind of damage, it's rough to go through that. Power outages, tough to get the power back with the water. And you had more than just a couple of states that were hit by that. All right, this one from The Whip says, Katie Kate, did you see that Michael Clark Duncan died? Oh, how sad. You keep talking about your mission with heart attacks and to prevent heart attacks. Boy, now more than ever, that is so key to what's been happening to people. And maybe it's just because a lot of famous people have suffered lately, but we see this in our own neighborhoods. Heart problems, heart attacks are up. It's the stress of living in the USA. We need something new. We need something different. I wasn't so sure on Romney, but now I feel like Romney's the guy. Interesting tie between Michael Clark Duncan and stress in America. But the actor from The Green Mile, that's what you would remember him probably the most from, did die, and he did die of heart problems. He had like a heart attack. It wasn't like a heart attack. It was a heart attack, and he went to a hospital in L.A., and he was there for 7 weeks, and they couldn't do enough to get him back. He never really recovered from that, his family said. I mean, you know, that was it. Just one of those reminders that one day you're fine, and the next day not so good. I mean, it's very sad if you think of his performance and just think, I can remember seeing him on a couple of talk shows, and how he was pretty funny with kibitzing with, I want to say, David Letterman. He was even on Kimmel's show, if I'm not mistaken. But he was truly a very, very good guest. And he was a decent actor, too, because he was that character actor guy. So another one goes as a result of a heart attack. Good time to remind you about HeartDrop.com and my pal Don Wiskin. Just go read his story. Get Extendivite, I'm telling you. Your cholesterol, all your numbers that are high, the stressors that are on your life, the Extendivite will really help. It helped me. Even call them, 877-928-8822. You'll never remember that number, I know. So go to heartdrops.com. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.